We all make a difference, but not always in the ways we're trying to. Have you ever had the experience of trying to make a difference in someone's life, trying to help them get where they want to go, but instead of appreciating your efforts, they became offended or thought you were even trying to hurt them? This can happen easily if you have an opposite way of thinking. Learn some solutions and how you can make sure your efforts are helping instead of hurting today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is number 26 on the podcast, where I share differences in the ways people think so that they can improve their relationships and their life. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is a model I developed that helps people understand differences in how people think and why different perspectives can come. I talk a lot about the spectrum between be and do thinking, which be thinking is focusing more on who you are and how you're trying to be, and it's usually so they can help others do something, and the do way of thinking, which is focusing on what you do and how you can help others to be able to do things so that they can be the person they want to be. These are both powerful ways of thinking and so helpful, but often efforts can come across in ways that aren't helpful and actually can hurt. And so hopefully this episode will help you to know why that may be happening and how you can make sure that you're making a positive difference instead of a negative one. Before I jump into my content today, let me give you my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. This concept came as an answer to my prayers in trying to make a difference with someone that I really loved and cared about, but my love was being misperceived as something exactly opposite. And because of it, I've learned so much that I hope can be also an answer to your prayers, but please do check with a licensed therapist or doctor before you make any life-altering decisions. Okay, so let's get started. Most people want to make a positive difference in the lives of others. I've been studying perception and these different ways of thinking for more than 10 years now, and I'm convinced that people really do have good intentions and want to make a positive difference in other people's lives. Most of the time, when people do something that's unkind or when they're intentionally trying to hurt someone, it's usually in response to someone else that they've perceived as being mean to them, and that's the reason why. For why they're being purposefully unkind or mean. If it wasn't for those unkind actions of other people, they wouldn't be doing those things and they wouldn't be that way. We don't typically go out of our way to hurt people that are being kind to us, that like us, and that we know want to make a positive difference in our lives. Usually we can feel those kindnesses and we don't want to bite the hand that helps us. But the problem is that not everyone feels the love and kindness that people extend because of these different be and do ways of thinking. At least that's my perspective. A lot of times things don't feel like kindness because of the different ways people think and show kindness. People often misperceive these mean actions and traits as something that was done intentionally, but often they don't understand that a lot of times it was meant to be loving and kind. And that's what I've just seen. So unfortunately, when someone reacts thinking someone's being mean or trying to hurt them when they were actually trying to help, a relationship can go downhill really fast because that was never an intention to hurt someone, and being accused of hurting someone when you were just trying to help is just really frustrating. So it could have all started innocently enough, but that's when you get back and forth in intentional hurt. So being able to recognize right away when people are trying to help and not accusing people of being or doing something that they're not, and that's really helpful in understanding the be do concept, that can really help you so that you don't accidentally hurt someone when you're trying to help them. So in today's episode, I thought I would just explain a little bit about how Be Thinkers and Then Do Thinkers try to make a difference, because we all usually are trying to make a difference. And we do make a difference, but because of these opposite ways of thinking, we may be being misperceived and our actions may be misinterpreted. So when we can actually see those efforts, even if they wouldn't normally affect us in the ways that they would like us to, it really does change everything. I can usually tell when someone's trying to be kind to me, even if before maybe I wouldn't have appreciated their efforts because of the different way I think. But I've changed, and now it's really easy to see that. And I think that that happens way too often where people get offended, and often it really wasn't intentional. So I'm really excited to share this with you today. Let's start with the B way of thinking. Now, remember that B thinking is focusing on who you are and how you want to be. And especially in trying to make a difference, it's influencing others for good by who you are. B thinkers aren't focused on what they're doing, because what they do just naturally happens. It happens as they're focusing on who they are. You know, if you're focused on trying to be a firefighter, if you feel like you are a firefighter, well, then naturally what you do will just happen. You're going to do the things that firefighters do, but they're not focused on the doing, because that just happens naturally. So when it comes to kindness, if you're trying to be a person that is lifting and helps people to feel good about themselves and makes a difference, well, then naturally what you do will also be doing those kinds of things as well. Now, the difference is that B thinkers are always focused on how they're trying to be. They're not focused at all on what they do. So when they try to help and lift others, they often assume that everyone thinks the same way as them, and that they're also trying to be a certain way and trying to be that kind of person that is their best self. It takes a ton of energy to be who you want to be. So getting a lot of, hey, you're awesomes, or you can do this, and comments like that that help people know that you're accepted and loved even if you don't always do your best is really helpful. And it really does make a difference in helping you to feel like you're enough and feeling like you can be that person you want to be. Now, there's also some times when you're not being your best, and B thinkers are really patient with people who aren't always at their best, but sometimes they need a little push, especially when they're in a bad place. And that's when a little, hey, you're being a jerk, or hey, could you be a little different? Those kind of comments aren't meant to hurt people, but they're like gentle reminders to help them remember that they are trying to be their best selves, and maybe that you're feeling affected by them in ways that they may not understand or didn't know that they were. They just want to bring a little bit of attention to it so that they can change how they're being. And that's something that can actually help you feel loved and appreciate those kinds of reminders, because they know they're not getting offended by those little things that you do or those things that you're not intentionally trying to hurt other people with, but they're just giving you a little nudge that it is affecting them in a negative way. And we don't want to affect others in negative ways. So those little nudges can help us, okay, I'm going to start being that person I want to be, you know, and it can help them get out of their funk sometimes when they're just in a bad mood. And those are appreciated. It helps them know that they care. At least that's how it works for those that are more be thinking and that are focused on being. Now, for a do thinker, that's going to have a completely opposite effect, because do thinkers aren't focused on being. They don't think that same way at all. They're focused on what people do and trying to do the things that would make a positive difference. So being told that they're being a jerk or to stop being a certain way or to start being a certain way can actually feel really hurtful. It can feel intentional. It can feel like they're just doing something that serves them, but it doesn't serve the other person. It can feel really selfish, and they would never say anything so unkind or mean. And so often that is misperceived and doesn't come across the way that maybe a bee thinker would think of it when they're just trying to help them, you know, and even show a little bit of love that they see the best, but that's not how it comes across. So let's turn for a minute to the do thinking way so you can understand a little bit more about their way of thinking and kind of understand why that might not come across in the same way. Do thinking means focusing on what you're doing and trying to do the things that would have a positive effect on others. A detailed do thinker especially would never say something like, "You're being a jerk." And maybe it's because they miss the big picture of why that could be a helpful thing in helping them to be a better person. But because it's not about being, it's not usually going to come across that way and it won't have that positive effect. Instead, they're more focused on those little things that can make a really big impact. Sometimes a simple, "I love you," or "I was thinking about you," or a little gift, or something that tells them that you care about them and that you care about how they're feeling, can really make a difference in helping people get the energy they need to go and that they have a friend along the way. Do thinkers are always focused on what they can do to help people in solving their problems and to be able to show it by their actions. You know, it's one thing to say, "I love you," or to say that you care, but until you actually follow it with some kind of action that shows it, it may not mean that much. You can say it all day long, but you know, if you're doing something that hurts somebody else, then they're not going to be really believable in that way. And so it's a lot easier to believe someone loves you when they're offering to help or when they do something that makes it easier for you to get your goal accomplished or things like that. And that often is all they need, and it really can make a huge difference in the relationship. Now, just like bee thinkers, there may be times when somebody is doing something that is affecting them in a negative way. And a lot of times we aren't always aware how we're bothering other people or having a negative effect. So it can be really helpful when someone may say, "Hey, you know, I really don't like what you're doing right now. Maybe I'm trying to study, you know, could you turn the music down a little?" Or maybe it's something about, I don't know, some other instance where it's really annoying something that they're doing. And so they may call them out, and it's not meant to be mean, but again, it's just to bring some awareness or some attention to what they're doing and how it's affecting you so that they can change what they're doing. And again, for be and do thinkers, how they change is completely different. So be thinkers change how they're being, and do thinkers can easily change what they're doing. So if somebody is bothered by something you're doing, then if you really care about that person, then you're going to stop. You're going to try to find a way, a different way to do it that's not going to bother them so much. That kind of comes with just kindness, is a respect to anybody. You know, you don't want to bother people. And that's really a do thinking thing. And you know, I'm really grateful when somebody tells me how I'm bothering them, because I don't want to bug anybody. And it gives me a chance to fix the relationship, to do something different. And often it's in fixing those things that a relationship can grow closer. And that's just something you do. It's nice when they're willing to change something and you're willing to change something so that you can come up with a win-win solution. But I do appreciate when people are willing to work things out with me and don't just shut the door. I know a lot of times there's people who, you know, it's just too hard to work with them, and so I'm not going to be their friend anymore. That can feel really unloving. So I just appreciate when someone will say, "Hey, you know, you're just doing this little thing that bugs me. Could you change it?" I do. And then we feel even closer afterwards. So that's a little bit about how that do thinking side works. But if you're a bee thinker, then that can also have a very opposite effect, because for bee thinking, it isn't about doing and it's about being. So they don't want to be told what to do differently or how something that they're doing is hurting you. Again, it's not about doing. So it feels more personal. It feels like an attack. It feels like you're saying, they're not good enough, or that you aren't accepting them for how they want to be. And so it's really important to know this concept, so that when we're just trying to help or trying to work together with someone and we want to make a positive difference, we can at least understand that side of it and why it's happening, why people are getting offended when no offense was intended. But the most important thing is noticing that both sides have good intentions. They really are trying to make a positive difference, and they're not trying to be mean. The B thinkers are really wanting to have a good influence on helping others to be their best selves, to help them feel confident, making good decisions, and not worrying so much about what other people think, so that they can be independent people and feel good about themselves. These are all really good intentions and good ways that B thinkers try to help other people. And do thinkers also have really good intentions. They want to have a positive impact in helping others to do the things that they're trying to do to help them accomplish their goals and their dreams, or to get the results they want. They want people to know that they care, and they want to help people not have to be so stressed or feel alone or all those kinds of things. And that's also a really great intention. But the problem happens when the things that are most core to them feel threatened. And that's really where this concept makes a difference, because of these different ways of thinking, we want to help change the things that seem easy to change. But when we're asking people to change what they can't control and feels like is part of who we are, then that's when we get offended and we think people are just trying to hurt us. For B thinkers, they change how they're being. They can change their emotions. They can change how they affect other people in a very big picture kind of way, a more holistic way. But doing is not something that they can change easily. Doing is just that natural extension that comes from who they are. A really great analogy to help understand that is thinking about a tree. They are the tree. They get to decide, you know, how they're going to stand and how they want to be as a tree. They can be big and strong, and they want to make sure that they're being the best tree that they can be. But they can't always control what fruit grows on the tree. Of course, they, you know, hopefully are doing apples or, you know, whatever kind of fruit that they want. But to just look at one piece of rotten fruit, or to see a bug in one of the fruits and say the whole tree is bad, can really feel mean. It can feel like an attack. And that's kind of how it feels when someone says, "Hey, I don't like what you're doing," because that's just the fruit. It's not what makes them who they are. And so anyway, being able to make a positive difference for them is helping them feel like they are a good tree. The better tree they feel like they can be, the better fruit that they will provide. If someone's always telling them what rotten fruit they have, that's not going to help them to be a better tree. And so they want to make a difference in helping people to feel good about the whole, feel good about who they are as a person. Now, for do thinkers, we have to use a different analogy, because it really isn't the same way of thinking. It's not about who a person is. It's not about the whole. That's that really big picture B way of thinking. But instead, it's more about the little details, the little things that makes a person who they are by what they choose to do. I found that a really great analogy is thinking of it as a computer system. We each have a body, and think of that as your computer system. You can't really change the computer system you've been given. You can't really change the computer system you've been given, but you can keep it in good running condition. You can exercise, you can eat well, you can do things that keep your system in a really good way of functioning. And I also love the applications, that you can run different applications. You can choose what you're going to do each day. Do you have a great morning routine? Do you have a good evening routine? Are you doing the things that are keeping you happy, keeping you in good health, and also helping you to get along with other people? Because of course, that affects your system as well, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. in that way, it's all about what you choose to do that creates the system that you have, that creates who you are. It really is just about changing what you do to change the whole. And so to be told that they have a bad system or that they should change their system, to them just feels really mean because that doesn't feel like something they can change. They can change the application, they can get a better part, they can do things that are different, but they don't feel like they can change their system. And so hopefully that kind of gives you a little visual so that you can kind of understand these different ways of thinking and how to use them in making a difference. The things that will make the biggest difference for a do thinker is helping them see how they can run a program better, how they can do something differently that's going to get them a good result. And so that's really what is important, because really, hopefully you can tell that when people are with others, they really are trying to make a difference. They're not trying to offend or upset, but likely they're saying things about, you know, the fruit or the system in ways that they're not trying to be mean. They're actually trying to help. And hopefully that makes sense. When you're working with a bee thinker, think about the tree. Don't talk about the fruit. Don't talk about what they're doing. Don't talk about how their fruit could get better if they did something different. That's not going to work unless they understand this concept and they want to. If they don't understand the concept, then really the best thing you can do is to talk about the tree. Talk about how awesome they are, how you can visualize them being their best self, and how you appreciate and love them. Those are the kinds of things that are going to make the greatest difference and help them to feel loved and appreciated, and in talking about them as a whole. And that's really important, even though it can be really hard for do thinkers that know if they would just do something different, it would make such a big difference. That's not going to make a difference to those bee thinkers, and they'll take it wrong. And so that's really important to know. And with do thinkers, you've got to think in that opposite way. Don't talk about the whole. Don't talk about who and how they are and how they could change how they're being, because that's just going to come off mean. They don't know how to change that. Again, think about that computer system, because it's totally okay to help them do something different. It's okay to say, hey, I think if you stop doing this and doing this instead, this would really help you to get the result you want. Those are all things that are going to help them know that you care and help them know that you're a friend, because you're giving them an application, something to do that can help them make it better, that can help them upgrade their system and fix the problems that they're struggling with. Those are helps. It's like you just gave them a free program. And that's always helpful to a do thinker who's looking for things that they can do to fix the things that they want to fix. And the truth is if we can start talking to people in the ways that really do make a difference first, then they might be more open to understanding differences, to being able to see that they can choose to be different, or they can choose to do things that are different. But when they feel like they're being attacked, or that people are just trying to be mean or trying to offend them, they're not going to be very open to wanting to hear those things, because it will just come across as an attack. Truly, we do make a difference, but we don't always know the difference we're making. And unfortunately, if we judge other people as just reacting, like they shouldn't have reacted that way, they should have known better, they should have known I didn't mean it in a mean way, all those natural ways that we would think when we're trying to help someone and they get offended, unfortunately, it's not going to come across the way we want. And it's not going to be loving, because they just don't understand and we don't understand. But hopefully you've learned something today that has helped you understand, because it is possible to make a difference and to make sure it is positive, and that the differences you're making are positive with the people you're trying to help. Hopefully this has been helpful. I know it really has been for me. Not only has it helped me to be able to talk to people in ways so that I don't offend them, but it's really helped me not be offended, because when people try to help me, and they can try to help me in the whole or in the details, and I get it, I get that they're trying to help me. And some of those ways that they suggest are not always easy, but it's also helping me to grow. It's helping me to become a better person. It's helping me to do better and be better. And that's really been a blessing to me. It's helped me to be more confident that I can be and do. And I think that's all we're ever trying to do when we want to help people and make a positive difference. We want to help them to be their best or to do their best. And understanding these differences can really help you in doing just that. If you have any questions about this podcast, I really would love to hear and answer them. And if you're interested in a personal or group mentoring session, you can find those links on my website at lindykerby.com. That's LindyKerby.com. Those links are also in the description. So again, thanks so much for listening. And I will talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.